X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A significant step in the search for answers in the plane-helicopter collision over the Potomac River. Here's ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
The black boxes from the American Airlines plane, transported in the same water they were pulled from to preserve the integrity of the recordings, now in the hands of the NTSB for evaluation. An early focus for the investigation, the flight path of the helicopter. Preliminary data showing it was flying at about 350 feet when it should have been under 200.
67 people were killed in that crash, 40 bodies found so far. Divers are returning to the river today. President Trump planned to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. Canadian Premier Doug Ford vowing to counterpunch by pulling American alcohol off store shelves in Ontario. Hamas says it will release three more hostages tomorrow as a part of the Gaza ceasefire talks. Keith Siegel, an American-Israeli citizen, among them. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
92.7 WMDX News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Today is the last day on the job for Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. He took over the department in February 2021. He led MPD through increased data collection efforts to target specific crimes and a body camera pilot program. Barnes will become the chief of the Seattle Police Department. His resignation is effective tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Dane County Sheriff's Office has pulled out of a federal grant that paid the county for giving the federal government the names of former inmates they believe were undocumented immigrants. The Cap Times first broke this story about the program. Essentially, the Sheriff's Office would send the federal government names of former jail residents they believed were here illegally. Then the county would be reimbursed for the costs to house them. Now, the department was not sending that data to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but that doesn't mean those names wouldn't end up in the hands of ICE. Sheriff Calvin Barrett told News 3 his office will no longer be participating because they know immigration policy will dramatically change under the new administration, and he wants to, quote, represent the values of our community, end quote. If you'd like to send Valentines to veterans, today is the deadline to get them in the mail. For the third year, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting this program where people can send Valentines to show their appreciation to veterans for their service. They'll then be distributed to vets across the state. Last year, people sent 28,000 Valentines to Wisconsin veterans. That's so many that just organizing them all for distribution is a big effort. And these cards weren't just from people in the Badger State. They were from all over the country. They'll be given out at the veterans' homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union. And for the first time this year, they'll also be given to the folks at the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. We have the address for where to send your Valentines at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football, you know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day. Maybe a few sprinkles early, otherwise increasing sunshine with highs near 40. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 21. Mostly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, my fill-in guest host, and we're going to talk about turning off the Enbridge oil pipeline in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The key point here is that what Trump did is illegal and unconstitutional. The power of the purse rests with Congress and not with the executive. You know, the founding fathers were pretty smart about that. They divided up the power.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Okay, Fridays with Frangela, Fridays with Fugelsang, all coming up. So
we almost didn't have a Fridays with Frangela.
I know, jury duty.
Angela was, yes. on hold for jury duty. And
America thanks you,
yes.
Angela.
Uh-huh. But she was not called, and so she's going to be here today.
Right, okay. All right, speaking of love, more love for baby Bella.
Badass Bella.
Welcome to Stupid America says, I enjoy the new team dynamic with the feisty Bella. She is feisty. She's got spunk.
Yep.
She's got feist.
Yeah, feist.
Okay, Jerry posts 3 days ago, or excuse me, 8 days ago, Trump fired 400 FAA senior officials, the TSA head, and 3,000 air traffic controllers. Now American Airlines plane collides with a Black Hawk. I was saying to you, I thought this was before the crash that Drunky McRapey Pete Hegseth said this. This was after the crash?
Yeah.
They're still trying to blame DEI based on nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We will have the best and brightest in every position possible.
Really?
As you said in your inaugural,
when does that
start? Colorblind and merit-based. The best leaders possible, whether it's flying Blackhawks and flying airplanes, leading platoons, or in government. The era of DEI is gone at the Defense Department, and we need the best and brightest, whether it's in our air traffic control, or whether it's in our generals, or whether it's throughout government.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This happened on your watch.
That's right.
With one of your Black Hawk helicopters under Trump's administration. I mean, I thought, again, I read this wrong. Here's a guess the quote for you.
Okay.
This would be from yesterday.
Okay, let's do this.
The FAA, which is overseen by Secretary Pete Buttigieg, a real winner. Do you know how badly everything has been run since he's run the Department of Transportation? He's a disaster, but he's got a good line of boot. Who said that?
Scrappy Doo.
That was Trump. Pete Buttigieg is not the Transportation Secretary anymore. He did have some thoughts yesterday, by the way.
Pete Buttigieg?
Yes.
Okay.
I seriously thought I read that wrong. I'm like, are they that dumb? He's going to go. Pete Buttigieg is still the Secretary of Transportation. Okay, hold please. Hold please.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Rutabaga.
Pete Buttigieg slammed Trump for his baseless claim that it was the Biden administration's diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that are to blame for the crash. He said, despicable. As families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first, drove down close calls, grew air traffic control, and had zero commercial airline crash fatalities out of millions of flights on our watch. President Trump now oversees the military and the FAA. One of his first acts was to fire and suspend some of the key personnel who helped keep our skies safe. Time for the president to show actual leadership and explain what he will do to prevent this from happening again. They are just pathetic from the top down. And as you said, Chris, thank you, Peter Alexander. Mm-hmm. Journalism going, he brought this up in the press conference yesterday. Trump is just a liar.
Yep.
During Trump's first term, the FAA began a program to hire air traffic controllers with the conditions that Trump just decried. Trump launched the air traffic controller diversity program that he now decries, is the headline. In the news conference, Trump said Obama weakened standards, and I changed the Obama standards from very mediocre at best to extraordinary. Then they changed it back. That was Biden. Trump's claim was repeated in an executive order he signed with his big, stupid, dumb Sharpie. Uh-huh. During my first term, my administration raised standards to achieve the highest standards of safety and excellence. That is false. In his first term, Trump left the standards unchanged.
He did.
Okay. Moreover, the FAA under Trump in 2019 launched a program to hire controllers using the very criteria he just described at his news conference. Everything he says is a lie.
Yeah. He's trying to sell you that timeshare, Stephanie.
Well, I didn't buy it. I didn't. Around and now I have to find out with everyone else. Bill, I'm sorry. I wasn't always as big a bitch, but I'm going to be as big a bitch. But not to you.
You get a pass. You get a pass.
Oh,
that's all right. This is why Bill is feisty, because you have to be. You're born in this era.
Oh, yeah.
With all this, I wave my hands around this.
You were a pretty big bitch during George W. Bush.
Oh, shut up. Okay. He was a war criminal. Republicans made me, and then they made me mean.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, God. So, as we mentioned earlier, staffing at the air traffic control at Ronald Reagan National Airport was not normal for that time of day and volume of traffic, and according to an initial FAA review. The controller who was handling the helicopters in the airport's vicinity was also instructing planes that were landing and departing from its runways. Those jobs are typically assigned to two controllers rather than one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, our previous stem cell who now has aged out, not you, Sean, Victor Shi.
Oh.
Who's, is he like 23 now? Whatever, Grandpa. Where did he hang on? Hold, please. I'll find it. Yes, he said... we must remind our children. Oh, see, Victor thinks now people are... Okay. He graduated, like, I don't know, more than a year ago, didn't he?
Last year, didn't he, from UCLA?
Oh, okay, maybe he's the same age as Bella. Anyway, he said we must remind our children and the young people in our lives that the response we just saw from the commander-in-chief is not normal. None of it's normal. That's not what a real leader does. This is what a monster, a deeply evil, cruel person does. Do not tolerate it. That's what we're saying, that people younger than Bella, like, this is all they know? They think this is what a president is? I mean, it's really kind of heartbreaking.
Who's the first president you remember, Bella?
I mean, I feel like I gained consciousness during Obama, the Obama administration.
Okay. See?
Which was great.
Oh, no wonder you're so deluded.
Yeah.
Oh, you kids. You're like, oh, look.
I feel
she was
bad
born in a vat of hopium.
Yeah, right.
I feel bad for my sister. All she's known
is Trump.
Is Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. How old's your sister?
14.
Oh, she's screwed. Okay. And it's just, they're all, like, we just played, who is it, Drunky McRapey?
Hegseth
and his angry inch. Okay, that was a joke, Della.
I'm sure she's heard of Hedwig.
I shouldn't do penis jokes in front of the children.
Yeah, she's heard of Hedwig and the angry inch.
Oh, see? Yeah. Okay.
Only on reference. Though.
Isn't it like this is a radio show with the dustiest possible references? We hire the youngest possible person we could legally.
Well, I mean, it makes for great bits.
Oh, wait a minute. Elon Musk hired someone just out of high school. Gut all the government agencies. So
that'll go well.
You know, saying at least Bell is qualified. No, but they're all sociopaths. Lieutenant, did you see this? Colonel Cedric Leighton? Did you hear what he said? Luckily, there were no VIPs on board the aircraft. How would that not be a career-ending statement for anyone? Sociopaths.
The U.S. figure skating community would like to take issue with that comment.
They're sociopaths.
Right. Yes.
They're just... Okay. McPhail says, sure, eggs are now $15 a dozen and planes are literally falling out of the sky, but at least he renamed the Gulf of Mexico. Okay. Oh, I was trying to get to Rick in Delaware. Sorry. Rick's been holding a long time.
Yes.
Hi, Rick. Sorry.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't want to slam you into a heartbreak. Go ahead.
Thank you. Now, Stephanie, you're probably much too young to remember this, but
yes.
The era of Vietnam there was a symbol that we used to fight the authority. It was called the peace sign, and you're wearing it around your neck. And Tuesday, I got the idea, if all of us wore the peace sign around our neck or on a hat or on a T-shirt, it would give us solidarity with each other who would identify that you believe in peace just like we do.
Yeah.
And it's just like with the MAGA hats. We can turn that MAGA hat for them, turn it into the peace sign for us.
There you go.
And,
there you go. Well, I've always been a hippie. Always been a hippie beatnik. She doesn't know what that is. Okay.
You were not a hippie at USC.
No, no. You know what I was thinking? You know what the cruel irony of this thing at Reagan Airport? Because Reagan famously fired all the air traffic controls. That's when a lot of this started, this, like, you know, what it means to be a tough guy. But it's, you know, it was anti-worker. And he was the one to start all the deregulation, trickle down, a lot of the stuff that, you know, we're seeing now. And, sorry, Bella, I was a dumb USC kid. I voted for him. Yeah. I didn't. I came from a Republican family. I don't know. He seemed nice. I didn't know.
He was a nice old man.
I take full responsibility. I ruined America for you, Bella. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
I forgive you. It's okay.
Thank you. Karen, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Yes, when Pete Hegseth, white supremacist, says best and brightest, what he means is best and whitest.
Yeah.
You know, DEI hiring, it's already merit-based, okay? So we need to just start saying diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, and ask them, what exactly do you mean? Like, really make them explain what they mean by that, you know? I mean, they won't, but whatever. But I want to just point out, and it may be beating a dead horse or dead turtle, but we have got to keep talking about and reminding people we would not be in this moment. That plane that went down, that would not have happened. The blood of every single one of those people is on the hands of Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and the Republican Party. They had an opportunity after January 6th.
Yeah.
I
accidentally had my TV, by the way, on MSNBC this morning because, you know, it's on when I'm taking a shower and I had Nicole Wallace out of there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, even Joe and Mika didn't show up this morning. They probably couldn't figure out how they were going to defend this. But what was my point? I heard someone, I don't even know who it was. I was listening tangentially, Karen, and I heard somebody go, well, you know, the Democrats have just not spoken strongly with one voice about what Trump did yesterday. I'm like, are you kidding me? Every single Democrat is on record as saying how despicable and grotesque this was. It's Democrats' fault that Donald Trump is the most despicable human in the universe. I mean, I just, go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, and it's one of those things that you kind of wonder, like we wondered last time, what was the line that he was going to cross when it would, you know, jolt the Republicans out of their coma? I wonder the same thing about our media and about these so-called journalists. Is this going to be the thing? Because as you said, people are going to be afraid to travel. If I'm an executive with an airline, or if I'm a flight attendant, or if I'm a pilot, what confidence should they have? I mean, that is a huge liability.
Yeah. By the way, Karen, I'm a good 5 to 10 minutes ahead of my time. But the media yesterday, you could tell they were instructed, don't, you know, politicize this and just report. And then on cue, he comes out like the despicable piece of that he is and blames Obama and Biden and DEI and everything but himself. So media, do your jobs. Report yesterday right away that there's no head of the FEA because Trump, you know, because Trump let Elon Musk push him out, that he cut, what do you call it? Air traffic controllers, that he put a hiring freeze, that he gutted the FAA.
Yeah.
I mean, report just the facts, right?
Exactly. And like, you know, like I said, I mean, that, you know, the committee, the Aviation Safety Committee.
Thank you.
That he dismantled.
That was a good point. I forgot. He disbanded the pandemic response, that Obama had put together, as you pointed out. These things don't happen by accident. You know, his horrific response to COVID, it's the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did this story when it happened 3 weeks ago that he disbanded the, what is it called, Federal Aviation Security, what do you call it, department. By the way, Burnett says, this is your reminder, Project 2025 plans include privatizing air traffic control.
Yep.
Because, again, what could possibly go wrong? Pete Souza, who the photographer, said, Sean Duffy, not ready for prime time. The FAA administrator was not at the press conference because there is not an FAA administrator. Guess why? Because of President Musk, that's why. Tom tweets, anyone flying an aircraft in the USA should be aware that Elon Musk pushed the FAA administrator out of his job because that administrator suggested heavy fines on SpaceX for safety violations. The FAA has no leader right now. This information is from the Daily Beast. And I didn't hear that anywhere yesterday. And Kobe, those DEI measures Trump is blaming for the crash have been in effect since 2013, including his first term. There's never been a deadly crash like this until he returned to the White House and rolled them back. Only Peter Alexander asked that question yesterday and pointed that out. All right. One last one. Grape says a Black Hawk and a passenger plane collided with Potomac, and our top officials are a washed-up road rails bro and a Fox News drunk. But sure, tell me more about how DEI is the real problem. I mean, that they have the audacity with all of these wildly unqualified nominees they're putting forward, most of whom are straight white guys, to tell us that this is the fault of DEI is okay. It's, by the way, unqualified white men that caused this. That's what caused this. Okay, I'm done for the moment.
Yeah.
You're right. You didn't think it would be possible for me to be a bigger bitch than I was during the Bush years, but here I am.
Here you are. Way to go.
Have Carnation Instant Bitch for breakfast every morning, Bella. Welcome to it. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion, and then I have a bowl of bitchy right after that.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Yep. Credo is it not only makes you feel better because the state of the world is as bad as you think. You can make a difference. You can make a difference, and you can be with a company that aligns with your values, a company that does not bend the knee, does not obey in advance, does not kiss the ring. They're the nation's only progressive phone company. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now, like Planned Parenthood, on and on. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. We're doing you a favor telling you about that. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Are you done winning? No. Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. Check it out, CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF25.
Keep it together. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I want to talk to you about my new best friend, Native Path Collagen. I'm telling you, it's the best way to get your collagen made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, and they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are type 1 and 3. I put it in my coffee every morning. You can put it in smoothies, soups, you name it, because Native Path's recipe is the peptide formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily in the body, and it mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 4 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. My favorite is their private Facebook community, where everyone is sharing success stories, recipes, and just being kind to one another. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about
Gordy.
Yeah.
And based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. I was calling an audible for Bella, but I don't have a button that I can silence my microphone. But we will next week, because Tony's coming. Okay. I was just saying, Karen Chicago made a great point both on the show and on the social media. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, Chris, I got to salute all the truth tellers out wherever you be, social media, all the people in our universe. Obviously, John Fiegel saying coming up. Frangela, on and on, right? We are the ones we're waiting for, as Obama always used to say. We are the heroes of democracy. Mm-hmm. And oh, thank you, Ella.
Our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Because I'm just telling you, the mainstream media, again, Chris, falling down on the job, afraid to criticize Trump yesterday.
Yep.
And then here he comes out and hits a new low again yesterday. Mm-hmm. Brian Tyler Cohen, one of our friends, said Trump wants to distract you from the fact that he gutted the Aviation Safety Committee and ousted the FAA administrator last week. Don't let him. So thank you to all the truth tellers. Gray Deli says, we did not have an FAA administrator to respond to the crash in D.C. because on January 20th, Elon Musk made him resign because he previously fined SpaceX for not following safety requirements. Alexandria AOC, one of our fighters, said, I represent LaGuardia Airport as well as workers for JFK. Trump gutted the Aviation Safety Committee last week. Air traffic controllers already understaffed got Trump's buyout this week with a one-week ultimatum to decide. It is not DEI, it's him and Elon, too. Thank you. I'm telling you, we have to fill in where the media should be, unfortunately. Right?
We are the media.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Vote your interests, said Trump on TV, blaming everyone except himself for the plane tragedy. Maybe he should not have fired 100 FAA experienced aviation staff members. Trump's actions, Trump's watch, Trump's failure to protect. Rondé Lane Fox, one of our resistors, said bodies and many that are young athletes are still in the water. Two troops, actually three, I believe now, he's entrusted to lead are still in the water. Yep. And he's taking DEI, talking DEI and cursing at the American people. Don't you dare try to normalize this. And if any CEO or elected leader endorses this, out. 29 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang next.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single ember can find its way to where you live and can ignite and destroy your home or your community. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. You can't control where the ember will land, but you can control what happens when it does. You can take action now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. Prepare, protect, prevail. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving. Mm. And I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Tell them you're proud that you raised money off of people that assaulted their colleagues, that pepper sprayed them, that beat them with poles. They're right there. They're guarding you today. Tell them how proud you are.
That's an abject lie, and you know it.
How
I've never, ever
accepted violence against law enforcement. I've worked with these men and women, as you know,
my entire life.
And I did not make a single dime out of it.
Senator Adam Schiff, I believe he's killing it, our new senator.
He's doing great.
One of the truth tellers, heroes of democracy, as is we were saying, AOC. She's just been fantastic. She tweeted, yes, this administration is dangerous and cruel, but they're also shockingly dim and incompetent. Opportunities are everywhere. Make everything as hard as possible. Resist every demand. Refuse entry without a warrant. Don't take the buyout. Their problem-solving skills are... Thank you, AOC. Just one of our fearless leaders. Do not be afraid. I love this. Oh, our friend Christian sent this.
Yes, Chris, my friend Christian.
I claim him as my own.
All right. Okay.
He was our ring boy in L.A. Sexy.
He was.
He's very well endowed intellectually.
And otherwise.
Okay. Kyle says Judge McConnell will grant the restraining order, saying the withdrawal of the hugely ambiguous OMB order is only a distinction without a difference based on comments by the president's press secretary. AOC said, in case you're having a bad day at work, remember at least you're not Trump's press secretary, whose tweets were so bad today that she earned the entire administration a federal restraining order. Keep talking and tweeting, girl. You're doing great. She gives a thumbs up. Oh, it's true. They are just an incompetent bunch of hacks. You cannot say it enough. Who else said this? I don't have to have it in front of me. Whoever this hero of democracy is. The FAA is facing its first major aviation disaster in 16 years without a leader because Elon Musk pressured the former FAA administrator to resign on January 20th. That's Inauguration Day.
Yep.
Musk was angry that the FAA fined SpaceX for failing to get approval for launch changes. Thank you. Keep putting the truth out there. Like this new hero of democracy. Look at him.
Tiddle sang, tiddle
Look at
this sang, one. Tiddle sang, tiddle sang, tiddle sang. He's so fine.
Look at that beautiful tiddle man.
Sang, he is a beautiful sang, man.
Tiddle sang, tiddle sang, tiddle
sang. Hi, beautiful man. Hi.
Oh, hello from the New York Bureau. Kids, what a week. What a week. J.D. Vance got America to feel sorry for Catholic bishops. That's how crazy it is. Good morning.
Good morning. John, it's hard when he beats even our very, very low expectations of him. We before this press conference yesterday, we were here going, oh, can you imagine if that was under Biden, what they'd be saying about Biden and Buttigieg?
Oh, yeah.
And he still blames Biden and Buttigieg. Oh, my God. It's just he.
Well, now, be fair. He's also blaming Barack Obama and disabled people and dwarves. OK,
yes.
He really spread around this time. Yeah. And I respect that of him. I mean, we were saying on our show two nights ago how long until he blames Pete Buttigieg for this. And wow, I mean, this guy's had a really, really bad week. This guy's gotten beaten down. This guy has shown that he's not a real dictator. He's not a real authoritarian because he backs down so hard. And trying to hold up federal spending, which is illegal, this 8 months pay scheme, which is illegal.
Thank you. And don't do it. Don't fall for it. He'll stiff you. I keep saying it.
But that's the lesson. The lesson here is everybody in the country needs to know this guy's already buckling under public pressure. He never even complained or whined when Matt Gaetz got shunted aside. There are still checks and balances that resist him. And the media's gaslighting that there's a mandate and the country has moved to the right has been proven this
Thank
week
you.
To be a lie.
Thank you. And this is why we desperately need the truth tellers like you, John, because as I was saying, media got the story wrong. He backed down, not Columbia.
Thank you.
I don't care what his stupid Fembot press secretary tweeted. He backed down on the spending freeze.
By the way, can I just say, my good personal friend Chris told me this. Caroline Leavitt, in her first press conference, she said, I commit to telling the truth from this podium every single day. And again, her first thing she said, it's very easy to speak the truth from this podium with the president implementing policies wildly popular.
Oh, my God.
She lied there.
Yeah, January 6th pardons, not wildly popular.
No,
none of it's
59%
popular.
59% against the birthright citizenship, 59% against the anti-DEI, 62% against the pardons, and 54% against the tariffs. He's not popular, and people are waking up.
And by the way, they're all just despicable. Who's the first one? Remember we said this yesterday, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the right-wing talking point is going to be. They're going to fill in the blank, and they absolutely – and then they all repeat it. Representative Andy Ogles, this is this douche from Tennessee. He said, did DEI play a role in this type of thing? He just repeated the same thing Trump just said. This guy was exposed for having lied about his education and work experience. He's currently under investigation for faking a $320,000 loan to his campaign. The FBI seized his phone as part of the probe. He's made them just a party of crooks and grifters and liars. These hearings, they're just such bull because they all just lie. They just lie their way
all of them just lie, and it's a joke. And since 1781, I believe only 9 cabinet nominees have not been permitted. It's a rubber stamp pageant. It's a joke. These hearings are awful. And I've got to believe that Kash Patel running the FBI has got to be karma's punishment to the FBI for the horrible way they treated Martin Luther King. The only problem is it's going to hurt the rest of us, too. And by the way, this is why Man Baby was talking about turning Guantanamo Bay into a detention center for 30,000. It's all a distraction from the funding shutdown being shut down.
Yeah.
That's it. He's been knocked down so many times this week. We saw the Sean Duffy nomination stale through the committee, but then 24 Democrats opposed it. We saw in a senatorial district in Iowa this week, a district that Trump won by 21%, a Democrat won it by 6 points, a 27-point swing in Iowa for Democrats this week.
Yep.
Guys, it's only week number 2. We are going to bring this beast to heel.
By the way, so speaking of Tulsi Gabbard, Art tweeted, if Edward Snowden and Russian state media are pushing for Tulsi Gabbard to be confirmed by the Senate as DNI, then you know that she should not be. I mean, they're openly on Russian TV rooting for her. Edward Snowden, I mean, she couldn't answer this. Where is it? Give me 11. Okay. But she couldn't answer this question from Senator Bennett yesterday.
At the very moment that Russian tanks were rolling across the peaceful border of Ukraine, for the first time, you tweeted at 11:30 p.m. your time, this war and suffering could have easily been avoided if Biden administration / NATO had simply acknowledged Russia's legitimate security concerns regarding Ukraine's becoming a member of NATO. Did you say that, yes or no?
I believe you're reading my tweet, Senator.
Yes is the answer.
John, you posted, it's been 72 hours since Donald Trump didn't solve the Ukraine invasion in 24 hours. Well, now it's been longer.
Right.
Yes, it has been. Yeah. By the way, here's the thing. Democrats keep asking, when are we going to have a media ecosystem on the left that rivals what the right has? Here's the secret. You already do. Democrats and liberals. There are so many podcasts. There is SiriusXM Progress. There are so many shows. The problem isn't that there's not a Democratic infrastructure. The problem is Democrats don't book themselves on these shows. J.D. Vance will go on any podcast hosted by any dude bro with a swastika tattoo. The Republicans go on these podcasts. The Republicans have grown their own media ecosystem. Democrats need to start getting out there and appearing on a lot more shows than MSNBC and Sunday morning shows, because we're ready for it. Come on out there. Tulsi is lying like this. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to go with RFK, because Republicans are owned by big ag and agriculture doesn't like all of the regulations RFK wants to bring to food. But at the end of the day, they don't care about America. It's a cult of selfishness. Every one of them cares about keeping their own jobs. And they know if they vote against any of these appointees, how corrosive, Donald Trump will stick the mob on them.
Yep. I hear. Can I just say one thing, though? Because didn't I say this, Chris? I saw this story a couple days ago. This whole Joe Rogan thing, the whole, Kamala lost because she didn't go on Joe Rogan. She really should have gone on Joe Rogan. Everybody tisking. I knew this at the time when I read details of this. It was Joe Rogan that sabotaged that. So don't give me this about what Kamala did wrong. A new book says Rogan sabotaged his own interview with Kamala Harris in favor of Trump. I said this at the time, that she did the whole rally there to do his show, and he used her to get Trump booked. Yep. He's the one that blocked her. Let me just finish this. Trump sat for this 3-hour interview on October 26th, despite efforts by the Harris campaign to arrange the appearance. It was Rogan who tanked the interview and gave Trump the same spot the VP told was not available. Thank you. Deliberately. The whole Houston rally was built to put her in proximity to Rogan. So I'm so sick of this. The VP of the United States, her advisor said, is offering to come to your show. That's what I said at the time. The sitting vice president in the middle of a campaign. And you keep putting up more hoops. On October 22nd, the same day that Harris Camp announced the rally, the AP reported Trump would be Rogan's guest on Friday, the personal day Rogan had said he was taking a personal day off. That day wasn't available.
Yeah,
for
and that was the day he interviewed Trump. That was the day he interviewed Trump.
So don't say we won't go everywhere or do anything. Kamala Harris did an amazing amount of interviews and would have done Rogan.
Yeah. And by the way, and Rogan wouldn't have made a difference. It was 8 million people who voted in 2020 who didn't vote this time, okay? It wasn't because of Democratic policies. Democratic policies are more popular than Republican policies still. And I don't like criticizing other comedians, so I'll just say about Joe Rogan, ending Roe v. Wade is acceptable to him. All the racist lies of Trump and Vance are acceptable to Joe. And cops being beaten on the Capitol steps for a lie is acceptable to Joe.
By the way, can I just say one other pathetic, here's our latest bend the knee story for today and kiss the ring. CBS parent company Paramount has entered discussions with Trump to settle a $10 billion lawsuit brought by Trump as a legal maneuver that many legal experts have ridiculed as meritless. This is him suing CBS because he said they edited the interview with Kamala Harris wrong or whatever. They always edit interviews. Right, it is a bribe. Yes, yeah, so
CBS wants a merger. It's a bribe. That's it.
Sherry Redstone, Paramount's controlling shareholder, stands to make billions on the pending sale of the company to Skydance. That's what this is about. The settlement would be an extraordinary concession by a major U.S. media company to a sitting president, especially in a case in which there is no evidence the network got facts wrong or damaged the plaintiff's reputation. This is just like Stephanopoulos
Zuckerberg.
And ABC and Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg just gave him, what, $25 million to apologize for blocking him on Facebook after he launched a terrorist attack on our Capitol. They did it to apologize. It's all a bribe. It's tribute. This is Cosa Nostra crap, and it's not going to last. These guys are bullies, and we saw it this week. You punch them back in the face and watch them back down. Unilateral funding freeze? How crazy is this guy to think he can get away with this? The nation went through this the last time when he was president. He tried to withhold approved congressional aid to Ukraine. And Trump got impeached for that. But you know, Steffi.
Uh-oh, you're almost getting into your Jerry Seinfeld register. Be careful.
Look, if Trump liked learning lessons, he wouldn't have paid other kids to take his tests at Wharton. This is going to continue, and he's weak.
That's why we have to call out the heroes of democracy like you, like Peter Alexander. I'm telling you, he's going to get banned from the press room, right? He said, Alexander said to Trump's face yesterday, cited FAA ticks that you read is real, but the implication this policy is new or it stems from efforts that began under President Biden or the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is demonstrably false. And Trump said, who said that, you? And he said, no, it's on the website, the FAA website. It was there in 2013. It was there for the entirety of your administration, too. So my question is, why didn't you change the policy during your first administration? I mean, this is why Jim Acosta got demoted and then quit, right?
That's right. But again, Trump has no game. He couldn't handle it. He gets flipped out so easily. And even when they lose, they're going to lie and say that they won. We've seen we have checks and balances. We have separation of power. This buyout thing that Elon tried to do, which is not legal, I mean, this is insane. I did the math on this. They sent this to 2 million federal employees. They offered them 8 months of pay. So listen, I'm not good at math. I went to one of those public schools the Republicans like to make fun of. But average salary for a federal employee in the U.S. is around $106,000 a year. 8 months of that average is $70,900 times 2 million is $141.9 billion. They don't have this money. It has not been appropriated. They are talking out their butts.
I loved your you said America is now a mob restaurant being burned down for the insurance money. That's what it feels like.
Right.
And thank you. You said when racists say merit, you say hegseth. I mean, the fact that they're blaming DEI on a tragedy that was caused by straight white men. Thank you.
Yeah, on disabled people. On disabled people, they're trying to blame it. And again, we shouldn't be surprised. This is the president who mocked a guy's disability because that guy wouldn't back up his lie about Muslims dancing on 9/11. This is what you ordered, evangelical Christians. This is your creed. So here's the deal.
What's Frangela's bit? It's like, you know, congratulations on the birth of your hate baby.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. And by the way, can we liberals stop calling it DEI and just start calling it anti-discrimination policies? Yeah. Because that's what they hate. They hate any protest against discrimination, like Colin Kaepernick. They don't mind the racism. They don't like the protests against it.
Yeah. So I made a DEI hire.
CRT, call it anti-discrimination policy, yeah. And make them explain why discrimination's okay with them.
I made a DEI hire by accident. Bella, who's 22 and wildly qualified, is also half Latino. I didn't even know.
Latina.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah. She's a DEI hire here just for being qualified. But this is why Democrats.
That's something new I'm trying.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I want Dems to start impeaching him, Stephanie. I want Democrats to introduce a new article of impeachment every week from a different Democrat. We laughed at the Republicans when they did this with Obamacare every week. But all the years they were trying to repeal Obamacare all that time, what were they doing? They were consolidating their base.
Yeah.
They were getting
their
messaging out, and they were fundraising off of it. Let's have a new impeachment every week. They'll all fail, but get them out there.
Yeah, listen, I have the T-shirts for it. But I was thinking that I thought, oh, I get it. We don't have the votes, and it's only a few days in. But you're right. You're like, he has already committed. I don't even know how many impeachable offenses. I said to Glenn Kirshner, if this were Biden, they'd already have started a criminal investigation on this crash because of his actions. By the way, I'm very much looking forward to your show. You're pitching NPR, your new biblical quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Smite Me.
Wait, Wait, Don't Smite Me. Very excited about this.
Very exciting.
This is my year.
Can't wait for that.
The book, Separation of Church and Hate, when is it available now? When's it available? What's happening?
It is. You can buy it now. You can pre-order at your favorite local bookstore or your favorite deeply evil fascist website. It's called Separation of Church and Hate, A Sane Person's Guide to Taking Back the Bible from Fundamentalist, Fascist, and Flock-Fleecing Frauds. Coming out this summer. Tonight I'll be on Stephanie Rule, and I'm going to be at the Phillipstown Depot Theater in New York February 8th, and the Church of Satire in Pennsylvania Sunday, February 23rd.
All right, and right here on SiriusXM Progress every night. Fantastic show. We love you, John
Thank you, guys. Love you all. Peace. Have a great weekend.
Peace out to y'all's mamas. Oh. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Lean, as in takelean.com. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, my nephew Robin, I got to get the actual numerical update. He already lost a few pounds just the first week after I gave this to him. He was out here over the holidays.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
For Christmas. And he wants to lose a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription lean, is not for you. Mm. In that case, you just, a little extra exercise, what have you. But if you're looking for, if you're a frustrated dieter looking to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections, which can work but cause side effects, they work in part by lowering blood sugar and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive, very much the same. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. They maintain healthy blood sugar, helps you control your appetite and cravings, helps you burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you are ready to lose weight a smarter way, let's get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at takelean.com. That's takelean.com. Type in Stephanie20.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting our critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. One of the two students who was still hospitalized after the Abundant Life School shooting is now recovering at home. A statement from UW Health says they were discharged. That means there's just one student left in the hospital who's also in good condition. Good is usually the last status before going home. What a relief it must be for that family to be under one roof. And an update to a story we've been following, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn says he'll recuse himself from a forthcoming case that will decide the future of Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that stripped collective bargaining rights from some state workers. His decision was announced in a court filing. Hagedorn helped write the original legislation when he was the chief legal counsel for Governor Scott Walker. He said the law commands that he not hear the case, according to the Associated Press. Hagedorn's decision not to participate means the court's four liberal and two conservative justices will decide the case. Earlier this week, Republican state lawmakers pushed for Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who's part of the court's liberal wing, to recuse herself as she had said she thought the law was unconstitutional. Democratic legislators had urged Hagedorn to recuse himself because he helped write the actual law. And Middleton is starting a recycling challenge this weekend. The city is hoping to collect 1,000 pounds of plastic bags over the next year. It's part of a program sponsored by Trex, the company that makes sustainable decking from recycled products. If they manage to get that 1,000 pounds, the city will win a new Trex bench. Now, here's what you're able to drop off: your typical plastic bag that you would get from a store, plastic wrap, like when you open a product for the first time, cereal bags, salt bags, shipping envelopes, Ziploc bags, and bubble wrap. Everything needs to be dry and have no food residue on it. You can drop off those items at the Middleton Recycling Center on Parmenter Street or the Metro Market on Century Avenue. The contest ends 1 year from today. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day. Maybe a few sprinkles early, otherwise increasing sunshine with highs near 40. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 21. Mostly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Grab an Edible Arrangements delicious fruit bouquet with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Mr. Zomers will have a board game of the week and review the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Burlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police boats are back in the Potomac River, part of the recovery and investigation into the mid-air collision of the Army helicopter and passenger jet that left 67 people dead this week. One focus of the investigation, the work of air traffic controllers at Reagan National Airport and whether enough people are on the job. Here's ABC News aviation consultant John Nance.
We've had a chronic problem with this for as long as I can remember, probably 30 or 40 years. We've always been behind on staffing in the FAA control facilities and air traffic control, and they really that should come to a halt. These folks are wonderful people. They are basically expected to do 100% perfect performance all the time. And, of course, as humans, we can't do that, but they come very close. But they need more support. They need more numbers.
Conspiracy theories about vaccines, secret meetings with dictators, and enemies list, those topics all brought up during confirmation hearings for three of President Trump's cabinet nominees, Robert Kennedy, Cash Patel, and Tulsi Gabbard. This is ABC News.